Revelation chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel descending from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lit up by his glory. And he cried out in a strong voice and said, Babylon the great has fallen, and it has become an abode of demons, and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and detested bird. Because all the nations have fallen because of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have fornicated with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich from the profitability of her wantonness. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, My people, get out of her, so that you don't become party to her sins, and so you don't receive any of her plagues. Because her sins have amassed themselves up to heaven, and God has remembered her unrighteous deeds. Requite her as she for her part requited others, and pay her back double according to her works. In the cup in which she made a mixture, mix her double. Give her the equivalent torment and mourning of the extent to which she glorified herself and lived voluptuously. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, and I will never see mourning. This is why her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for mighty is the Lord God who has judged her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication with her and lived voluptuously will weep, and they will mourn for her when they see the smoke of her being burnt, as they stand at a distance for fear of her torment, and say, Alas, alas, O great city of Babylon, O mighty city, for your judgment came in one hour. And the merchants of the earth will bewail her and mourn for her, for no one will buy their merchandise any more, merchandise of gold and silver and precious gemstones and pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all fragrant cedar wood, and every ivory vessel, and every vessel of most precious wood, and of copper, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and incense, and ointment, and frankincense, and wine, and olive oil, and fine wheat flour, and grain, and sheep, and cattle, and horses, and carriages, and slaves, and trafficked people. And the fruit which you longed for has become unavailable to you, and all the luxurious and splendid things are lost to you, and you will certainly not find them any more. The merchants in these things who became rich from her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, wailing and mourning, and they will say, Alas! Alas for the great city, clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and gilded in gold and precious gemstones and pearls, for in one hour such great wealth was made valueless. And every helmsman and every passenger and sailors and whoever has seafaring work stood at a distance, and they cried out as they saw the smoke of her being burnt, and they said, What city is comparable to the great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and cried out wailing and mourning and saying, Alas, alas for the great city by which all those who had boats on the sea became rich from her profitability, because she was made desolate in one hour. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and you apostles and you prophets, because God has passed judgment in your favour against her. Then one strong angel lifted up a stone, like a large millstone, and cast it into the sea, and said, In this way Babylon the great city will be cast away with a heave, and will not be found any more at all. And no sound of harpists, and musicians, and flautists, and trumpet players will be heard in you any more at all. And no craftsman of any craft will be found in you any more at all. Nor will the sound of the millstone ever be heard in you any more. And no light of a lamp will shine in you any more at all. And no sound of a bridegroom and bride will be heard in you any more at all, because your merchants were the magnates of the earth, for all the nations were led astray by your sorcery. And in her the blood of the prophets and saints was found, and of all those slaughtered on the earth.